Turn in your Bibles for just a moment to the book of Romans chapter 10, and we'll get there in just a moment. Our thought this evening is dealing with the lack of zeal and being things that will hinder the church, hinder the growth of the church. And when you stop at that, we're talking about basically what? Lack of faith. We don't have the kind of faith. Jesus had to correct his own disciples on occasion that, you know, oh, ye of little faith. You know, where is your faith? Where is your trust in me? And where is your faith in God in reality? And when we look at the word zeal, lack of zeal, yes, it's connected to a lack of faith, but the word zeal means ardor. It means vigor, intensity, loyalty, fervor. All of these are good synonymous terms for the word zeal. Do we have fervor for the cause of Christ? Are we on fire for the cause of Christ? You've heard that expression before. Do we have real intensity when it comes to knowing God's word and being faithful to God, his son, and the church that his son shed his blood for? And I got to thinking about that. Sometimes the lack of faith is born out of apathy. You just don't have any kind of real sense of feeling or emotion about something to the point that you're just indifferent about it. So if we don't have that zeal, we need to look inward. We need to look at ourselves. Have I become apathetic to the cause of Christ? If I don't have the zeal to do what God wants me to do, live as I should, be as engaged, if you will, in the body of Christ, maybe I've just become apathetic and I need to look inwardly and see what the problem is there. So when you stop and think about it, it really is true that lack of zeal is oftentimes born out of apathy. Now, apathy itself can produce a lack of faith, which feeds the apathy. Now stop and think about how you go around in circle on that. So you have this mindset that, well, I just don't have a whole lot of enthusiasm. I'm indifferent toward the church, and I'm not what I should be. I don't have the kind of faith I need to. And so your zeal begins to wane, and the more your zeal begins to wane, the more apathetic you become. And it's a vicious cycle that we get ourselves into. And when we become apathetic to God's word, we lose our zeal to follow him. There's a problem right there. If we're having a problem with a lack of zeal in the church, maybe it's because I have a lack of zeal to study his word. I'm not in the word anymore. I'm not studying like I need to study. I'm not going through God's word and gleaning what I can and applying that to my life. In fact, in where we're going to meet up here in just a second is Romans chapter 10. Remember what verse 17 says? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Well, if I don't have faith, it's because of my apathy and I don't come in contact with God's word. Another vicious cycle that we get ourselves into. So we need to be careful about that. So, but open your Bible, if you haven't already, Romans 10, 1 through 3. And notice here that it's kind of an improper, if you will, zeal produces, if you will, ignorance of God's word and therefore a lack of true zeal, if you will. And maybe that's the way I should say that. Paul, writing to the church at Rome, says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have what? A zeal for God, but not according to knowledge." See, we can have a zeal for something, but it's not real zeal if it's not according to God's word. Now listen to what he goes on and says, "For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God." We catch ourselves in a situation where we're just going in a circle. And every time we go into this circle, we're closing ourselves down more and more and more to God's word and being people of real zeal toward God. real zeal toward the Bible and the church. Apathy to God's word and his commandments produces misguided zeal. How do you know that? Turn in your Bibles back to 2 Samuel real quickly. 2 Samuel chapter 21. And we're going to pick up in just verse 1 and 2. That's all we need for this. 2 Samuel 21, 1 and 2. Now there was a famine in the days of David for 3 years, year after year, and David inquired of the Lord. And the Lord answered, "It is because of Saul and his bloodthirsty house, because he killed the Gibeonites." So the king called the Gibeonites and spoke to them. Now the Gibeonites were not of the children of Israel, but of the remnant of the Amorites, and the children in Israel had sworn protection to them. But now listen, but Saul had sought to kill them in his zeal for the children of Israel and Judah. It was his zeal, not following God's law. There was the problem. Well, that's a lack of proper zeal, isn't it? We have to have the proper zeal. That means I'm going to let God's word guide me. And when I'm zealous for the things that God is zealous for, I'm going to do his will. When I'm not, basically, there's a lack of zeal on my part. There really is. And then finally, we know, well, I say finally, notice in Philippians chapter 3, Saul of Tarsus, recognized now as the Apostle Paul, recounting himself, he says, acknowledging himself, he says, concerning zeal, what? Persecuting the church. He had misguided zeal. He thought he was serving God, but in reality he was not. We have to make sure that we are focused in on the kind of zeal that God wants us to have. That is according to his will and his word. We need to make sure that we are on track with that. And finally got there, we are called something. Turn over to Titus chapter 2 very quickly. This is a absolutely beautiful section of Scripture. I've loved this for years and years and years. Pick up with me in verse 11, because it talks so much about what grace is and all of that. But we'll get down to something a little bit farther down the line. But in verse 11, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." Okay? Grace is the actual teacher, isn't it? It teaches us to do these things. The grace of God is an amazing thing. But now notice what he goes on. "Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed," or all iniquity, "and purify for himself," listen to this carefully, "his own special people, zealous of good works." Folks, we need to be zealous of good works. We need to be looking at the body of Christ. We need to be looking at the church. How can I be involved, and how can I engage myself in the operation, the function of the church? Everybody has a role. You are not too old to serve. You're not too young in a practical sense. No little baby's going to actually serve, but we understand what we're talking about. You're always a role for you to play. You are important to the body of Christ. And we are God's own peculiar or special people. For what purpose? To be zealous for God's good works. Let's take this time as we think about things that can hinder the church and realize that if we don't have the kind of zeal, we don't kind of have the kind of faith, if we have become apathetic toward the church and the works that it's engaged in, we need to get ourselves back on the track. We need to get that train upright, and we need to get back on the track and stoke those fires and once again be what God would have us to be. Get that zeal and put it to work. If there's anyone here who has never been obedient to the gospel call, never put your Lord and Savior on in baptism, we ask the simple question, why not? Do you need somebody to study with you? We're here to do that. Is it just a matter of a lack of conviction right now? Let us help you get over that hump. Because you'll never find anything more important, more valuable, or anything actually more beautiful in your life than become a child of God and begin to have that zeal for what God has a zeal for. And that is the church of His Son, because it's going to take the gospel out to the lost and dying world. Maybe it's the case you are a child of God and that zeal has waned. It's not what it ought to be. It's not what it used to be. We can all remember probably when we were first baptized, we were probably energetic and had enough fire and zeal within us to last a lifetime, but we didn't let it last a lifetime. And it can happen to the best of us. Whatever your need may be to become a child of God, we're here for that. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized to have your sins washed away. Or just to have yourself recharged, renewed. Ask God's forgiveness where it's necessary. You have a whole congregation of people that love you and will pray for you. But if you can, we can help out. Won't you come right now as we stand and sing this song?